Real Talk is designed to provide useful hints and tips to aid your personal and professional development. The program provides greater insight into how to handle some of the challenges raised by the phenomenal woman interviewees. The topics are wide-ranging, covering how to handle self-doubt, increase confidence, develop a positive mindset, and acknowledge that as a phenomenal woman, you already have all the attributes you need to succeed inside of you. You just need to nurture and release them. So listen and enjoy.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of Real Talk. Thank you once again for joining me, and thank you for all the likes, comments, subscribes and shares you've been giving me each week. Keep on doing that, it's fantastic. It helps me get the words out to more women just like yourself. Now, this week has been incredibly busy, and I want to ask you all to stay tuned to the end. So I've got some great news about a new webinar I'm going to be launching very, very shortly, which I know you'll really benefit from. But before we get into that, I want to talk about this week's topic. Let me ask you a question. Let's think about this. Are you waiting to be rescued? Yeah, that's the question. So this was sparked by the movie Wonder Woman. I had the opportunity to see that recently on a flight, and I was really enjoying the movie, seeing the women, the Amazonian women, all powerful, displaying all their prowess. But I was really, really disappointed with the ending. And if you haven't seen it yet, well, I'm sorry, spoiler alert. My interpretation of the ending was that Wonder Woman really didn't unleash her powers until the man she had rescued her by falling in love with her. Now, I'm not a hater of love, but really? And what really irked me was that even though she was the offspring of mythical gods, she had an Amazonian upbringing, she'd been trained by the best, it wasn't until she was in a situation under extreme duress, as a result of love, that she'd been fully able to release her superpowers. And for want of a better phrase, validate her powers. So that got me thinking, how many of us are waiting for that event to occur, that job to materialise, for someone to come along and tell us that the time is right, I have someone, now I'm someone, I feel validated. Waiting for validation is a risky strategy, and it can be akin to waiting, like waiting for a bus. Now, let me close your eyes. Picture this. You're at the bus stop and you've been there a while now. But the question is, how long do you stand at that bus stop? It's been a while, as I said, it's been 20 minutes. And according to the timetable, your bus was due well over 5 minutes ago and it started to rain. So you're not happy. And you're trying to find shelter and you're staring hopefully down the road. You know, we've all done that. Where's the bus? Is it coming? And it was okay for the first few minutes you were waiting because you were happily distracted. You were catching up on phone calls. You checked your WhatsApp messages. You looked at your social media posts. But it's been a while now. You get a bit much. You've been watching the junction closely. You're willing the bus to appear. You even thought you heard it was coming. But it was a lorry. Now, this deception makes you even more edgier. So how long are you expected to wait for the bus to come along? How long do you wait to be picked up? Doesn't the bus driver know how many plans you've got? All this delay is pushing your plans back further. You've got a lot to do. You need stuff to be getting on with. The wait is really, really frustrating. Surely it's got to come along soon. Why offer a bus service if it doesn't deliver when you most need it? How long am I supposed to wait at this bus stop? How long before you decide that you're going to walk, or better yet, call an Uber and see what happens before you decide whether waiting for something or the bus is for you? And then you realise, well, is it the best idea to stand here waiting? Now, open your eyes and substitute that bus for your life. How many of you are waiting for something to happen or for someone to validate your actions, to tell you it's okay to move on or to bring you something you're waiting on to make it happen? Are you waiting for your symbolic liberator, rescuer, a sign to say it's okay? Now, how to question that is a couple of questions. Does your self-talk, that little voice in your head, say to you, I can't do this without, or why won't someone help me with this? or other self-deprecating statements. Do you sometimes think that a guy will come along and solve all of your problems, whether it's financial, emotional, or physical? Do you think if I keep paying my dollar, scratching that card, I'll win the lottery, I'll win the lotto, and all my problems will be over, everything's cured? Do you find yourself thinking, if I keep working hard, the boss will see me working hard and he'll give me my dream job? And, you know I need to get it together, but it feels just like too much effort and I don't know where to start, so I'm not going to do anything. Or do you wait for a relative to bail you out whenever you get into trouble? Well, those are good questions. Now, if you answered yes to one or any or more of these, it's a sign that you may be prepared to hand over your personal power and responsibility and let someone else take control, tell you what to do and probably do it for you. And when we get caught in these situations or patterns, we intentionally or unintentionally blame others for our own inability to take actions. We blame the man who hurt us, or the boss who doesn't appreciate us, or who won't give us that pay increase we think we deserve, the parents didn't give us what we wanted when we were growing up, the wrong numbers coming on the lottery, or someone's cheating the lottery. Someone is always standing in the way, or something is always standing in the way of our best future. Someone we expected something from who didn't come through. And we spend all our time waiting for someone or something to make it happen. But let's get real. Let's get real. You're going to be waiting, or you might be waiting an awfully long time because nobody's coming to save you. But that's good news. At least we know that now, because now we know that. We know that whatever problem we're having, you're going to have to fix it yourself. Whatever it is you want from life, you're going to have to go out there and get it yourself. And things aren't going to happen by themselves. You have to make things happen. So, and now you get the chance to be your own superhero. There's no one coming along. You can do this all for yourself. And this is how you do it. First, stop waiting. Leave that bus. Don't wait for that bus anymore. Playing the waiting game is an absolute pain and it's bloody boring. There's nothing to do except to wait for something to happen and hope that things will work out, because there's no guarantees. Forget that. Stop waiting and decide what it is you want for you. You take control. The second thing is, suck it up, be brave and take action. Yeah, I know it's scary. I know it's scary when you realise that it's all down to you. You're the one who's going to have to make your own dreams come true. It's all down to you. Know yourself, just you, me, myself and I. It takes a lot of strength and courage to step up and commit to being your own hero. But you can do it. You are enough. You have all you need within you. So think of the times when you've had to make something happen for yourself. And think about how you felt, what you did, what you heard, what you said, what you saw. Start to make a note of it and start with taking small steps towards what you want for you. And that will help you build momentum to keep on going. The third thing is, be kind to yourself. It's not going to be easy. It's okay to accept that you're not where you are, where you feel you need to be right now, but you do have a plan to get you where you want to go to. So maintain that positive mindset. Sweep your own self off your feet when you succeed. Remember, every step, no matter how small, as long as it's in the right direction, is the right step. So keep it moving. So you can now happily release the idea that something outside of yourself, something that you have no control over, or has got to happen or change before you can be happy. You can make yourself happy. You can let go of the idea that someday things will be better and you can start making things better for yourself. Take some control. I remember that. I mean, I had that reality when it became clear to me that I realised the job I was doing wasn't making me happy. Yes, I was working hard. Yes, I was at the top of my game. And yeah, to be honest, I thought it'd be easier. I thought now I'd made it, I'd be happy, but I wasn't. I'd been let down and I was bitching. I was miserable. I just didn't want to do this. But in reality, it was just another lesson to nudge me close to embracing my true self and what I wanted to do, to stop looking outside of myself and start for happiness, that this job would make me happy, and start realizing that I had it all inside of me to make my own self happy. I could create my own future happiness and I could unleash my own superpowers. And that we all have to wait for someone or something to define our future is the most limiting belief that we tell ourselves. I'm going to say it again, that we have the fact that we feel we have to wait for someone or something to define our future is the most limiting belief we tell ourselves. And to state my favorite quote, I stopped waiting for the light at the end of the tunnel and lit that bitch up myself. So I took control. I love that quote. I love that quote. And you can do same too. So that's it. Become your own hero. Take control. Stop waiting to be rescued. And do it for your own damn self. But if you've been inspired of the man, here's my news. If you've been inspired to take your future into your own hands, and maybe it's a conversation you have to have, and you don't really have the confidence to have that conversation, you know, will make a difference to your life, then I'm excited to let you know about the new webinar I have coming up quite shortly, April 21st. It's the Courageous Conversations with Confidence webinar. Now, this is ideal for you if you're avoiding a conversation you need to have. If you're dreading the thought of having conversations with a particular loved one, a colleague, a boss, your kids, you just struggle with it. You lose your nerve whenever you want to have that difficult conversation. You know the feeling. You're all riled up. You're ready to have it, but you get that pit at the bottom of your stomach, and you just bottle. You just step back. But so the Courageous Conversations webinar will be invaluable to you, definitely for you, because you'll learn the importance of having the difficult conversation. You'll understand why you've been avoiding those conversations, those difficult conversations. You'll feel prepared to have courageous conversation, and you'll learn about the four steps that enable you to confidently have a courageous conversation. And best of all, it's free. And I'm delivering it. So it's April 21st. All you have to do is, if you're listening to this, if you look at the show notes, this particular podcast, you'll click the link and there'll be a link there that'll take you direct to registration. Or you head over to my Facebook page, I Am Janice Sutherland, for full details, and you can register from there. So don't delay, don't hesitate. It's got to be the best thing you'll do. It'll be probably about the best 60 minutes you'll have right now that will help you take that one step, that big step to have that conversation that you know you need to have, but you have been avoiding. And who knows where that leads. So until next week, I hope you'll have a great week, and I look forward to hearing you and seeing from you. Leave your likes, your notes, your comments, subscribe, rate, share, and I hope to see you on the Courageous Conversations with Confidence webinar on the 21st of April online. It's a webinar and it's 12 o'clock and it's free. Until next time.